Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oceder makes your life easier.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Bah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm gonna get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Hey, you really don't have to stay and help me with the dishes.
Oh, I haven't even had a chance to visit with you at all, Joy.
You've been busy, Kate.
Now, what does that mean?
Our lives are so different now.
Oh, they always were, weren't they?
10 years difference in age makes a difference. Here, I'll take those glasses. They're my best. I washed them by hand.
Oh, Joy, it was a wonderful dinner.
I hope so. I want it always at my house. I want the children to grow up with a sense of family.
You really are happy, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Kate. Oh, if I thought about it, there are things I don't have. I'll probably never see the Taj Mahal.
Well, you can save that for Jim's retirement.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that. He loves his work so. And I do go to lectures, and I belong to the literary club and current events club. I try to keep up.
Joy, honey, you don't have to explain to me. Look, you've got a marvelous life, and you're happy.
Well, I'm not one of those liberated women who go off and do things themselves. I really don't want to be. Jim is my life. So are the children.
Well, then isn't that the answer?
I get more out of doing for them than I would in an office or any place else. I don't work for money, but I do work for love.
Joy, that's beautiful.
I wish I could make you understand, Kate.
I do.
But you don't want it for yourself?
Well, it just hasn't happened to me like that.
I know. Kate, I might as well say it. You are seeing Tony Cushing, aren't you?
Yes.
A lot?
Why don't you say what you mean?
He is married, isn't he?
In a way.
In a way? That's no answer.
That's the way it is, Joy.
A man is married or he isn't. He has a wife.
Well, he hasn't lived with her for years.
Was that her fault or his?
I honestly don't know the whole story.
But don't you think you should? Well, I'm not blaming you, Kate. I met Tony. He has charm to burn and money, too. You don't know anything about him, apparently. Is he going to marry you?
He's talked about it when he's free.
You see?
Joy, that's not fair. Now, I know Tony. I believe what he says.
Do you live with him?
If anybody else had asked me that question, I'd be furious. Because if I did, it would be my business. But the answer is no. Oh, I admit it is a mess. But Tony is going to work everything out.
And if he doesn't?
Joy, you are needling me now.
No, I'm not. Let me tell you something. My Nancy tried to round up a lot of friends to go over to the Wakefield house for a party.
I know.
They were all busy. But one of them said something that cut Nancy to the quick.
I know that, too.
What the boy said?
About your late husband?
I know they still remember that Tom got into serious trouble and got out when nobody else would have.
Well, doesn't that tell you something, Kate?
Yes, it tells me that I've got to put it behind me somehow.
I don't think you should. I think you should remember it.
Joy, you don't mean that.
Well, isn't one scandal enough for this family? We've managed to live Tom down. Now you want to get involved with a married man. I'm sorry, Kate. I shouldn't have let go like that.
You're asking me to put Belhaven first again.
It isn't only for our sake. It's for your own happiness.
Well, Joy, if I never came back to Belhaven, would you feel this way?
You mustn't say that. Of course you'll come back to Belhaven. It's part of you. But we love you. Doesn't that mean anything?
Wow, are all the dishes done already?
Yes, dear, you can turn on the washer.
Kate!
Yes, Nancy.
Hey, Kate, David said he'll drive you home.
Oh, great.
Wasn't it neat that he showed up?
Oh, yes, it certainly was.
You know where he had Christmas Eve?
Nancy, will you get out the breakfast mat?
Breakfast? That's about 12 hours away.
If you could just once think 12 hours ahead.
But why? If you do that, you lose now, don't you, Kate? I believe in living madly. Grab the moment. Be alive now. I told that to David tonight.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, he said he'd take the matter under consideration. Kate, nobody in this town understands the real inside me.
Well, me either.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Will you come in, David?
Thanks, but I don't think so, Kate. I gotta start early tomorrow.
Sure, me too.
When do you go back to the city?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. I just want to do a few things here first.
Pretty small town, isn't it?
Well, you don't think so? Neither do I. Sometimes it looks pretty big.
You sound down.
Oh, no, not really. I guess you go through a lot of emotions over a holiday like this.
Yeah, you sure do.
Certainly was nice of you to show up at Joy's for dinner.
I had Christmas Eve with my friends. That's their big time. And I got away early.
Oh, the man with the Vietnamese wife?
Yeah. Bill and I were named together. He married a beautiful girl out there.
Has it worked out?
Oh, sure. Anything works out, Kate, when it's right. Bill really fell for that little girl. She's a living doll. Three of the cutest kids you ever saw. Except they make me feel like an old man.
Oh, come on, David.
Well, 34 is pushing it, honey.
Did you ever find a girl over there?
Once. Never ask a man what he's done in a war.
How little I know about you, David.
You know all there is. Country editor who likes his work and a couple of gray hairs to show for
you
it.
You haven't one.
I pulled it out.
I know what's going to give you a couple more.
Nancy?
Yes. She certainly doesn't seem to have any direction.
She's thrown away the compass. I'm going to spank her if she doesn't quit talking the way she does.
Well, maybe that's what she wants, David.
What?
Oh, I wasn't going to tell you this, but maybe I should. Nancy is dying to get a job on the Belhaven Dispatch.
What gave you that idea?
Nancy. She asked me not to say anything, but if you're going to try to help her...
Who said anything about that?
You just did.
Not me. I'm scared to death of her.
Don't think she doesn't know it. Good night, David.
That you, Kate?
It's me.
Oh, what a lovely day it was.
Oh, wasn't it?
Such a beautiful dinner. So right. So easy.
That's the way Joy does things.
You know, I don't think like Joy. Well, I couldn't because I haven't lived her life.
But I do admire her. She's a complete woman. She knows who she is.
She certainly does. She makes me feel like a bundle of pieces I can't put together.
Oh, but you're like me. You'll have so much fun trying.
She's very unhappy about Tony.
Did she tell you that?
Yes. She's terribly worried that I might do something scandalous.
Oh, Kate, as if you could.
Well, I tell myself I couldn't. But then I never thought I could be attracted to a married man. Seems I'm finding out a lot of things about myself.
You're no different from any woman, Kate. We all have to learn what we really are, what we want. You found yourself in a bigger world than Joy will ever know.
But, Isabel, I'm still me underneath.
And thank heaven for that. Well, this is hardly the time, I guess, to tell you that Tony called.
No, I'm not running away from that problem either.
He left a number to call back.
Well, I think I'll let that go. I don't want to tell him tonight about his Christmas present to me.
I didn't see it.
I'll show it to you. Now, you just wait a second. I put it here in the desk drawer where I could lock it.
I saw it arrive. Sealed, registered, special messenger, and small enough to look very expensive.
Oh, it's expensive, all right. There.
Oh. Oh, Kate. Oh, that must be at least 3 carats.
I don't know, and I don't care. Oh, Isabel, look at the chain.
Yes, it's practically invisible.
Of course, I won't... I won't keep it.
Well, then, it would be kinder to tell him now.
Isabel, it isn't only that he could send me a present like this. It's that he just assumed I would accept it.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Ladies, gentlemen, we are today back at Queen's Crawley, there to pay what may be a last call upon the Lady of Crawley. Must I interrupt myself to say that this history, Vanity Fair, is written by me, William Makepeace Thackeray? Well, 'tis said, let us get on. Lady Crawley lately sent word to Becky Sharp in London that her health had returned. The opposite is the fact. This night, her fevered ladyship lies in her tumbled, restless bed, the rise and fall of her breath only a feeble tremor. Her mind astray, she believes Becky is with her. Becky, her only friend.
I've come for my knitting lesson, Lady Crawley.
How glad I am, Miss Becky. You brighten my room that's been so dark. Strange shadows creep up the walls and round my bed and underneath. Oh, did you bring Rawdon with you?
Oh, no. Rawdon does not care for knitting.
But all is well with you and Rawdon?
All is more than well.
Have I ever told you of my own wedding, Becky?
No, your ladyship.
Oh, how handsome Sir Pitt was. You would not think it now. And how he loved me. You would not think it now. All the dusty years between have changed what was. Oh, what will we knit today, Rebecca? A wedding gown?
If only I do not drop stitches.
Oh, not a wedding gown. I've no white worsted, and wedding gowns must be white. Is the world white with snow now?
All white.
And cold, very cold. We will knit a coverlet to keep the whole world warm. Yes, Miss Becky. Oh, do say yes.
I do.
Those are wedding words. Do you take Sir Pitt for your lawful wedded husband? I do. Where is Sir Pitt? Where is he gone? Why has he left me, Becky? Becky, where is Sir Pitt?
No, he has not left you. He's here, somewhere about the house.
Not that Sir Pitt. No. The other, the one I married. The Sir Pitt in this house is a stranger. Bar the door. Do not let him in. No.
I promise not. Only the other Sir Pitt will come.
Oh, wow, lovely, lovely. Soon, dear Pitt will come. And I must be beautiful. It is too late. Too late. Never will I be pretty again. Never.
Lady Crawley.
Lady Crawley.
Sir Pitt.
No. It's Dr. Smollett.
Becky? Where is Becky?
You were dreaming. Miss Garth is not here.
Oh.
You are to drink your medicine now, your ladyship.
Oh.
Then you will sleep. Sir Pitt, you'd best come to her ladyship now.
Busy.
Sir, Lady Crawley is very low.
Hang it, what can I do about that? 'Tis your affair.
There's little I can do either. The soul's garments are wearing thin.
What kind of blathering talk be that? Soul's garments?
In the manner of speaking, sir. She is, I fear, fading away.
What?
She's very weak. And her mind has taken its departure the better part of the time.
Must be. Not in her sound senses, eh? I'll come. Look here. Will she know me?
She may, or not. Or may for a while, then go astray.
Confound it. What am I to talk of? Don't know how to talk to sick persons.
If I may say so, Sir Pitt, talk gentle to her. She seems sore troubled about you. Over and again she speaks of when first you were married.
Why the devil would she do that?
I couldn't say, sir.
All right, get it over. Farm accounts need settling. I've got to straighten them out before I sleep. Well, come along.
Certain other accounts need settling, Sir Pitt. Can you straighten them, do you think? Dear listeners, tarry a moment, and we too shall attend Lady Crawley. The expression on her ladyship's countenance, timed again, seems nearly to die away, then to recover itself like a flickering candle, trying to kindle the heart's fire and light the darkness of her mind. Sir Pitt has come to stand beside her bed, awkward, wishing himself elsewhere.
Well now, your ladyship, well now.
Papa, is it you?
It's Pitt.
Oh.
Pitt.
Yes. Dark. Will you light the candles, please?
Good Dad, Smollett. They're lighted.
Agree with all she says, sir.
Yes, Lady C. Light candles, will.
And the wind, how it blows. Can you silence the wind?
Yes, indeed. the wind. Here now, you north wind. Quiet you down. Quiet, I say. Tis quieting, your ladyship.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The boisterous wind is hushed, and how bright the candles shine. Oh, it's you, Pitt, and when did you come? But tis not your day to visit me yet. How good of you to come. How are my little girls?
Out on their slits, Lady Crawley. Oh. Ah, feeling better, are you? I say, feeling better. She doesn't answer.
No matter.
But what will my father say?
Her father? Dead these 10 years. Her face, Smollett. Look.
Yes. It grows tender like that when she goes backward in time.
Oh, Pitt, how good of you to come. I was so afraid you wouldn't come.
Her voice. Not her voice.
She is young again. In her mind, it is another day, not this one. Let her stray. Don't interrupt. She's happier like this.
You can't mean it, Pitt. You make sport of me, surely.
Do mean it. By all the gods, I mean it.
You a baronet, and I...
Hush! Quiet. You're what I want. All
you
I want.
Would truly marry a tradesman's daughter?
I would marry you.
An ironmonger's daughter?
A chimney sweep's daughter, if she was you.
Oh.
Say yes, my pretty one. I implore you, say yes.
But your son's almost grown. What will my father say?
We suit each other. He knows it, we know it. If you but say yes, he will not say no. Oh, God, how beautiful you are. How sweet to the touch. How dear to my heart. The world is worth nothing without you. Say you will be Lady Crawley.
Oh, yes, I will be Lady Crawley. I have never been Lady Crawley. Now I am a joke to the countryside, to Sir Pitt, to his sons, the servants, to all, said Becky, to all.
Lady Crawley, your ladyship.
She's back in the present.
Yes, yes.
Shame, disgrace. Oh, what a beastly husband I've been.
Lady Crawley, you must not thrash about this way. Lie quiet, quiet.
Dark, and the hateful clamor of the wind.
Do something, Smollett! Help her!
God must help the poor lady now, sir, for I no longer can.
The Lady of Crawley, trembling between earth and heaven. Dear listeners, I shall return on Monday next, as I hope will you. Until then, I am your most obedient servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Studio has been brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need four-way nasal spray.
Will it help?
Use as directed, four-way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc. That's a blast. Is it expensive?
Ah, four-way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some four-way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance.
Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Hi, Aunt Maggie. Is Peg around?
Yes, yes. Come in, Evie.
Oh, thanks.
Well, how was your Christmas?
Oh, wonderful and exhausting. How was yours?
Oh, we had a lovely Christmas. Peg! Evie's here. Like a cup of coffee, Evie?
Oh, sure, if it's made. I don't want you to go to any trouble.
Hi, Evie.
Oh, hi, Bob.
What are you doing over here so early in the morning?
Well, what are you doing still at home so late in the morning? Aren't you going to work today?
Nope, office is closed today. Oh, if you're making coffee, Aunt Maggie, I'll have another cup.
Oh, hi, Evie.
Hi,
sorry. I was on the phone to the department store. Honestly, they sent out the bathrobe I got Aunt Maggie in a size 6 or something. Now I have to exchange it. Well, how's your Christmas?
That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh, I adore it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So, I want to thank you. And thank you, too, Robert.
I don't even know what we gave you.
Oh, come on. You're crazy. You do, too. That copper planter I showed you.
A what?
A planter.
Planter.
For plants.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Evie had told me weeks ago.
You want another coffee, too?
Me? No. Oh, well, if you're all having some. Yes, thank you, Aunt Maggie. Well, Evie had told me weeks ago that what she wanted was a long copper planter, and I want to tell you, I looked everywhere.
And they didn't have them because I looked everywhere, too.
And then suddenly, one day, it was October, I think.
Any more of your Christmas cookies left, Aunt Maggie? I'm ashamed to ask. I've already eaten so many.
I think I can find a few more. I wish you would all sit down instead of milling about. You're all getting in my way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll sit down. Anyhow, I suddenly happened to mention that I was looking for a long copper planter for a friend of mine.
And this store suddenly said they had one.
No,
huh?
They didn't have one, but they could send for one. It's that very nice store in the arcade. Oh, I'm glad you like it, Evie.
Oh, I do, Peg. I just absolutely adore it.
Oh, I'm glad.
There's just one problem.
What?
I got two of them.
You got another planter just like the one we gave you?
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you know? Mother gave me one. Of course, Fred is furious anyway. He says the house looks like a jungle, all those plants around. And he says, no more. And I see his point. Plants are great. But when you want to go away, who's going to water them and all that?
Oh, I know.
But I told Fred, I said, I have wanted a copper planter, and I am going to keep it.
Oh, good. Well, it really is a beauty, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to keep one of them anyway.
Well, maybe your mother could take back the one she got, you know?
Oh, well, you see, Mother got it in Arizona last summer.
Oh.
Look out! I'm coming with the hot coffee. Oh. Evie, you want cream? It's in the refrigerator.
I'll get it. Bob wants cream, too.
Well, anyhow, I thought you and I were good enough friends so I could tell you the truth, you know?
Truth about what?
I mean, getting two copper planters.
Oh.
And if you didn't mind my taking back the one you gave me, I could just, well,
no.
You know.
I guess not.
Here are the cookies. Help yourself.
Oh, well, now you can see my point. It'd be silly to have two planters just alike. That
well, couldn't you have them in different rooms?
Bob, I don't need two. I mean, really, Peg, if you're upset in any way about my taking it back,
I'm not upset. The woman did order it, you know, especially for you.
Oh, sure. Sell it in no time. Now, don't you worry about that.
Did Fred go to work today?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. Oh, I am so mad at him. Do you know that he really did give me a bowling ball for Christmas?
You better learn how to bowl, then.
Oh,
exercise will be good for you. What happened to the cream?
It's right here.
Now you're mad at me, aren't you?
Oh, no, don't.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
I never should have said anything.
No, I'm not. Evie, why should I be mad?
Well,
I'm sorry, that's all. I mean, I sort of knocked myself out to get something for you that you have done nothing but talk about. Oh, if you just had a copper planter. I mean, you wanted it to match something else, I thought.
Right.
If you all excuse me, I think I'll go upstairs and make my bed.
And the woman at the store had quite a time getting it. And she was so excited when it came in, she called me right away. She said, Mrs. Baxter, your friend's copper planter has arrived.
Mm-hmm. Well, now look, if you're
so
going to get all upset about
who
this,
who is upset, Evie?
Now,
I'm not upset.
You're my dearest friend. I wouldn't do anything in the world to upset you. You know that.
Yeah, if you two will excuse me, I'll be in the den paying some bills.
Evie, I'm not upset. Well, it's just that the woman at the store went to so much trouble to get the darn copper planter. What is she going to say now when I go trotting back in with it?
But that's you don't have to take it back. I will.
No, I gave it to you. I'll take it back. That is, if she will take it back. Now, if she refunds the money, I'll get you something else.
No. You won't have to go to the trouble to take the planner back. I will do it. And it doesn't matter whether she refunds the money or not, because, quite frankly, there's something in the store that I want desperately.
What?
The most gorgeous pair of hurricane lamps. I think they're made in Finland. They're sort of amber-colored.
And yes, I know which ones. I saw them. But they're much more expensive, Evie, than I paid for the planner.
Well,
tell your friend.
I thought I'd take back the planner, and what you paid for that can go towards the hurricane lamps. And I'll pay the rest.
Well, that's what you want to do.
Now, Peg, I'm not going to do it, if you mind even the littlest bit. I mean it.
Evie, is there any choice?
Well,
I mean, your mother can't take the copper planner back since she got it in Arizona. And you don't want two copper planters, and you do want the hurricane lamp.
Right, I mean, that's it. And Fred, I must tell you, he told me not to say anything. But I said, I know Peg, and she will understand perfectly. Well, I better get going if I'm going into town. Anything I can do for you, huh?
No. Thank you, Evie. I can't think of a thing.
Well, when I get back, I'll drop over and show you the hurricane lamps, okay? And thanks a million. Oh, Peg, you are a darling.
Bob? Do you hear what she's going to do? Bob!
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Here's a special invitation to every woman and child who has ever appeared in a Miss Clairol advertisement, print, television, or packaging. Miss Clairol and Woman's Day magazine cordially invite you to join us at a gala reunion to celebrate Miss Clairol's 25th anniversary. All former models, please contact Miss Clairol or Woman's Day at Box 333A, FDR Station, New York, New York, 10022. The search is on for former Miss Clairol models.
Look, Peg, please, stop going on and on about it.
You don't know what I went through to get that copper planter for Evie.
Okay.
I don't blame Peg one single bit. I know myself all the trouble she went through to get that present for Evie.
And now for Evie to take it back and get hurricane lamps in exchange.
Well, you said that hurricane lamps were more expensive.
What's Evie doing? I didn't get that.
Oh, she's taking back the copper planter, Aunt Maggie.
Oh.
Using the refund money toward the hurricane lamps, which are more expensive.
Who's paying for the rest of the lamps?
Evie is.
Oh, I didn't understand that at all. I think that's terrible. Using refund money from the present you gave her to buy something else instead.
Right.
And then pay herself to make up the difference.
You know, it's just as though...
Well, I thought you hadn't given her anything for Christmas.
Right.
You're giving her part of the hurricane lamp.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's certainly not the same thing at all.
Well, you women can certainly get yourselves in a dither over the most trivial thing.
I don't think it's trivial. You'd think being a friend that Evie would understand...
By the way, when Evie was over here, I didn't hear you thank her for what they gave us. And I couldn't thank her because I couldn't think what it was they did give us. Well, what was it?
What did they give us?
When we were opening presents yesterday, I seem to recall you saying, oh, look what we got from Evie and Fred.
Yes. I seem to remember saying that, too. Let me think.
What about that round tray with the plastic cover? A cheese server, something like that?
No, we got that from Aunt Clara.
Oh.
Uncle Harvey.
Didn't you make a list of what we got and from whom?
No, I didn't, dear. I meant to, but I forgot. Now, who did we get the big pepper mill from?
Don't ask me.
You got it from me.
Oh, yeah.
And the individual salt shakers you said you wanted.
Yes, of course. I didn't forget. It got mixed up for a minute.
Oh, sure, Aunt May. We were just teasing you.
I don't think you were teasing at all. It seems to me that for somebody who gets mad when people exchange things, you might at least remember who gives you what.
Well, I am inclined
to agree with Aunt May.
Oh, look, I spent a month shopping. Now I'll spend a week exchanging. Uncle Charles doesn't want the pipe lighter. He stopped smoking. Aunt Clara doesn't want the sweater. She's allergic to wool or it itches or something. I got Bob's parents' electric fry pan. Now it turns out Bob's father can have no fried things. Everything has to be broiled. Dorothy wants the blouse exchange. She wants plain white instead of blue.
What did Evie and Fred give us for Christmas?
I don't know. Come on, let's go in and look under the tree. I've left some things there. Oh, what's the matter with me? Evie and Fred gave us the chafing dish.
The chafing dish? I thought that was Dorothy's.
No.
I put that in their car with the rest of their presents when they drove home yesterday.
No. Honestly.
Oh, dear.
Oh, somehow, Bob, we've got to get it back from your sister before Evie thinks we don't want it and gave it away. Oh, I don't know. You know, when you grow up, Christmas sure isn't the fun it was when you were little, is it?
Where is that miniature chess set that Harvey gave me?
What chess set? I never saw it.
Well, neither did I. Was it in the red box?
Yes. Yeah, where is it?
I don't know. I just remember seeing it.
Oh.
All right. We'll find it. Nothing has been thrown out. The Christmas trash is still outside, and we'll just go through it all again, that's all.
The garbage truck just drove in. Hurry up.
Come on, dear, hurry up. Don't worry. Now, we'll find the chest. Now, don't worry.
Oh, boy. Oh, every year.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and a people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. Gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Uncle Thaddeus, can I ask you something?
Don't ask for money.
It's this cold, Unc.
Nephew, you need Four-Way Nasal Spray.
Will it help?
Used as directed, Four-Way provides the fastest decongestant relief possible for stuffy noses and sinuses.
Unc, that's a blast. Is it expensive?
Nah, Four-Way costs a darn sight less than the leading brand. You can't buy faster relief at any price.
I'm going to get some Four-Way.
Maybe you've got a nose for business after all.
Julie, I haven't had this in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, old kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
Marsh!
Yes, what, Ginger?
When you get a minute, could you zip me up?
Sure. Hey, wait a minute. Let me see. Where does it... Yeah.
Are you shaving again?
Well, we're going out to dinner at the Carters.
And Angela Fairchild will be there.
And Emily Carter and Jason.
But you're not doing it for them.
Well, why don't you think I'm doing it for you? Or maybe just because I need a shave.
I know I shouldn't have accepted.
Oh, Ginger, come on. First you said that the Carters never invited us to their house, and now you
say... But what can I talk to Angela Fairchild about?
According to you, you've got a lot in common. Namely, me.
Oh, you can make a joke about it.
No, not much of one. Oh, look, honey, only yesterday we were talking about fresh starts and New Year's resolutions.
New Year's isn't till next week.
Ah. So you mean to continue on an emotional binge of some kind until you swear off next week?
All right, then. I'll pretend everything is perfectly normal.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
Everything is perfectly normal. Angela Fairchild is a very nice person.
I promise to work to make it a nice evening. Is that what you want?
Not exactly, but I guess it'll have to do. Where's Betsy?
The Connollys are having an open house for the younger set. You know, Marsh, we have to talk about Betsy's school.
Hmm? What about it? I thought she was getting good marks.
I mean the boarding school, Miss Hudson's in Boston.
Oh, no. Ginger, I don't want to see her shipped off to a boarding school.
I think it'll be good for her. She'll meet some nice girls.
What kind of academic standing does it have?
All right, I suppose.
You suppose? Ginger, look, she's bright. And if she wants to go on to college, we have to consider the next 2 years. They're important.
I know they are. The girls in schools like Miss Hudson's come from good families. And they have brothers.
Oh, that's a great-looking tray of appetizers, Angela.
Here, try one, Emily.
Oh, and spoil that arrangement? Oh, no, I'll wait. You know, I'm thinking of having a drink right now.
Well, can't you wait until the Fosters get here?
Well, it might help to be one drink up on everyone.
Oh, now, come on, Angela. Ginger will probably go out of her way to be charming.
Well, that's almost worse. Are you going to see Jason's father and Caroline over the holidays?
Mm-hmm. Caroline always has a big at-home party at River Run.
You know, I had lunch with Lynn this week.
Oh?
How are things with her and Kurt?
Oh, I think a little bumpy.
Is Robert up to his old tricks?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as though Kurt and Lynn are going to be staying out at River Run until he finds something to do.
Well, what about the agency for the Swiss ski clothes?
I don't know. Doesn't sound very definite.
Oh, dear. That's not going to help matters with Robert.
Do you know about the news story Lynn has written up on Jennifer?
Yes. Jason asked me about it.
Well, you don't sound as though you approved.
Well, I know Lynn wasn't going to use our names, but still enough people know who it is, and I just really want Jennifer to forget the whole thing.
Oh, I know it is a risk, but considering that the information about Jen's accident might save the lives of other children...
Well, I know. That's why I couldn't refuse.
You know, I would never have believed anyone could have been underwater for 45 minutes and still live and be healthy.
Did I tell you that Jennifer knows she suffered some brain damage?
No.
Yes. Oh. She overheard some nurses at the hospital talking about it.
Oh, damn. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Well, she was awfully casual about it. She said, zipping up her new snowsuit herself, I think the brain damage is going away.
And it is. Thank God.
You know, Angela, you medical types really underestimate the intelligence of your patients. We usually know what's going on.
Yeah, we had a quiet Christmas, Jason.
Well, so did we, Marsh. Here, let me freshen your drink.
Thanks. Yes. How's Emily?
She's fine, Marsh.
Of course, you haven't told her.
Do you think you'd be here tonight if I had? Look at her. She looks fine.
Well, not quite, Jace. I mean, when she's active, you hardly notice it, but when she's quiet, she looks... Oh, well, you know.
Yes, I do know. But, Marsh, I just haven't been able to tell her.
Yes, Emily, I'm going to miss Cora. She's very good company.
And she makes a great fruitcake, too, Ginger.
Betsy had a good time out at River Run yesterday.
Oh, the skiing. Yes. Susie and Bobby were soaked when they got home, so I guess they took their share of spills.
Are they over at the Connollys tonight?
No, they went to the ballet. Caroline gave them the tickets.
I see. She's your mother-in-law.
Well, sort of. She's Robert's second wife.
Oh. And where's Jennifer?
With any luck, asleep. She had a busy day and Angela's tucking her in.
Oh, your sister's going to join us?
Yes, she is.
I thought she might be on duty at the hospital tonight.
Well, she could have been, but I asked her to be here.
Mmm, those are delicious appetizers, Emily.
Yes, aren't they?
Well, where's Angela?
Well, upstairs with Jennifer. She'll be down soon.
This should be very interesting.
Marsh, I think you're wrong.
Why?
It's the Christmas season. Everyone's on their best behavior, and that's what Emily was counting on.
Oh, so she set this up deliberately?
Well, call it her contribution to the peace of the world.
Women amaze me.
Yeah, I know, but what about them gets you?
Well, sometimes they're so direct and go right to the heart of the problem, and other times they ignore the obvious and insist on dealing with, I don't know, side issues.
Well, that could be a difference of opinion on what the side issues are.
Okay, you might be right.
Good evening, Ma. Jason?
Hello, Angela.
Angela, can I fix you a drink?
Oh, please do. Jennifer thinks she's being discriminated against. She said, do you realize I'm the only person in this house who has to go to bed?
Here you are.
Thank you. Let's join the rest of the party.
Yes, we better.
I don't know, Emily. I think maybe...
Well, it's just a small study group, Ginger. They meet once a week.
Oh, they do. That often.
Say, look, do we have time for one more drink before dinner?
Oh, we're having wine, too, darling.
Oh, well, half a drink?
Why not?
Okay.
Hello, Ginger. Hello, Angela. I'll have a half, Jason.
Yes, right here. Yeah. Any more takers? No? Well, so it shouldn't go to waste.
Wait a minute. Huh? We ought to drink to something. It's our first get-together.
Well, you're right, Marsh. Here's to more good times.
Hey, that's good.
Good times.
Right.
Have you had any of the appetizers, Marsh? What are they?
Eggplant and sesame seeds, aren't they, Angela?
Yes, they are.
Oh. Well, I think I better get out to the kitchen.
Oh, I'll check the dining room and light the candles. Can I help you, Emily?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Ginger.
Well, that was as smooth as silk.
Well, Emily knows how to run a party.
Yeah, she
I think
sure
that
does.
Roast should really come out now. And I'll make the gravy.
Yeah, what can I do?
Well, maybe you can toss the salad.
Hey,
it's all ready. Just put the dressing on it.
All right.
Oh, yes. It looks perfect.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, I see you use a meat thermometer, too.
It's the only way I can be sure. Where are the pot holders?
Oh, here they are.
Oh, thank you. Well, here we go.
Oh, no, I
don't think so.
Oh, isn't it done?
Yes, it is, Ginger. It's just that with the price of meat the way it is today, I'd hate to see it land on the kitchen floor.
What do you mean?
Can you take it out for me, Ginger? My arm suddenly felt weak.
Wait, your hands are shaking. Here. Here, let me.
Thank you.
There. Now, are you all right?
Shall I? No. I'm fine, Ginger. Please, don't bother anyone. It's nothing, really.
Here, come on. You sit down. Now, I'll make the gravy.
Ginger, promise me you won't say anything.
You're sure?
Yes.
All right, I promise. But, Emily, you'd better talk to Marsh. He's your doctor.
I will.
And to hold has been brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.